real Saint Sains was racked with pains when people addressed him as Saint Sains. He held the human race to blame because it could not pronounce his name. So he turned with metronome and fife to glorify other kinds of life. Be quiet, please, for here begins his salute to feathers, fur, and fins. To the donkey wild, which scientists call the onager. It sounds like the laugh of an idiot child or a hep cat on a harmonager. But do not sneer at the donkey wild. There is a method in his hee-haw, for with maidenly blush and accent mild, the donkey answers, "Shee-haw!" Thank you. upside down outside. If you think the elephant preposterous, you've probably never seen a rhinoceros. Incredible. He has to jump because he's edible. I could not eat kangaroo, but many fine Australians do. Those with cookbooks, as well as boomerangs, prefer him in tasty kangaroo meringues.
Thank you.
In the world of mules, there are no rules. In the world of mules, there are no rules. Cuckoos lead bohemian lives. They fail as husbands and as wives. Therefore, they cynically disparage everybody else's marriage. Puccini was Latin, and Wagner Teutonic, and birds are incurably philharmonic. Suburban yards and rural vistas are filled with avian Andrews sisters. Yeah. The skylark sings a roundelay, the crow sings the road to Mandalay, the nightingale sings a lullaby, and the seagull sings a gullaby. That's what shepherds listen to in Arcadia, before somebody invented the radio.
Thank you.
Some claim that pianists are human. I quote the case of Mr. Truman. Sanson, on the other hand, considered them a scurvy band. A blight they are, he said, and simian instead of normal men and women.
Thank you.
finale on an animality carnivale. Noises new to sea and land issue from a skillful band. All the strings contort their features, imitating crawly creatures. All the brasses look like mumps from blowing oompa oompa oomps. In outdoing Barnum and Bailey and Ringling, Sanson has done a miraculous thingling.